demasiado mexicano como para renunciar.
Pues soy sangre y soy tierra, y su ausencia me envenena. Si muero lejos de ti,
lejos de casa, extrañando, nunca paras de luchar. Demasiado mexicano como para renunciar. 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 Demasiado mexicano como para renunciar.
Con dinero y sin dinero, llévale como quiera, compa.
Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Yo soy el Dr. Mysterio, and I'm gladly joined here by George of the City and
hello,
el Dr. Cumbia. We just listened to Nunca Jamás. They are from Sonora, Mexico, and we listened to the song Demasiado Mexicano, which is part of their 2018 album Puro Chucky. Before that, we listened to L. Michael's Affair. They are from New York in the United States. We listened to the song El Pueblo Unido.
Jamás será vencido.
Exactly. Well, I guess Demasiado Mexicano is like too much Mexican for those speaking English. El Pueblo Unido is, you know, people united or...
We'll never be defeated.
Never be defeated. It's a famous chant in Spanish.
People together. All together now.
All together now.
Like all united.
Like the Beatles said, yeah, all together now.
People united.
People united.
Are a force to reckon with.
El Pueblo Unido. This is from their 2005 album, Sounding Out the City. Before that, we listened to the Canadian legend, Leonard Cohen. He's from Quebec, Canada. We listened to the song You Wanted Darker, which is part of the same album from 2016. And we started the set with Los Bunkers from Chile. We listened to the song Fantasías Animadas de Ayer y Hoy, something like animated fantasies. Yesterday and today. And this is from their self-titled album Los Bunkers from 2001.
What you missed to translate the one from the Mexican band, Nunca Jamás, Never Again.
Oh, that's right. I missed the band. Yeah,
never
there you go.
Again. Well. Never again listen to that? No, I'm just kidding. It was good. It was a good song.
They mix kind of rock with kind of Mexican regional music elements, so it's an interesting mix. And yes, so well, you know what? Let us go and tell the peoples. Well, let me tell them about Salome's event to start with. Okay.
Are we playing? What are we playing? Something?
Well, right now it's still. This is so the songs you're listening in the background. They are the soundtrack of a Peter Greenaway movie titled The Belly of an Architect.
What's that movie for? Which year is that movie?
This is probably 97. I'm trying to find the
year.
Everything. I'm trying to find everything.
Doctor, the other doctor,
at your right,
he should help you with the research.
I think it's 97.
Pancho who's not doing his job.
Oh, Pancho! Well, Pancho can hardly read.
Exactly.
In Spanish.
Pancho Redas.
So yeah, so this is The Belly of an Architect by Peter Greenaway. The composer is Wim Meren. I think he's German. And I'm going to say it's 96, maybe 95.
Somewhere there in the night.
Yes. So yeah, so the first song we listened was Four Mains, and then this one playing now is... Struggle for Pressure.
1987.
Oh, 1987. There you go. He made very good movies, Peter Greenaway.
I wasn't born yet in 87.
Exactly.
Oh. You poor millennial?
Millennial, yes.
Yes. Gen Z.
They've told me I look younger than I am. So.
Where is that link?
I decided that I'm going to change my birth certificate.
What are you trying to link, mysterious doctor?
I'm trying to find the link for Salome's event.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be here on my thingy. Where are my thingies? There you go. Mm-hmm. So, April 3rd at the KW Studios. We can check where that is for you in a second. So April 3rd at Friday, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. They are in.
Can you tell us a bit about Salome, actually?
Yeah, she's she has been a
how do you know
buto,
her?
Buto you dancer.
Where did you meet her?
Well, it was. Wow, that's a great question. I guess it was a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. Like we were kind of in the same friend group, and then we hang out together, you know, often. And
a friend of a friend of a friend.
Of a friend, yeah. You know, his boyfriend and that's husband, Enrique.
Like, that's how the problems begin, you know, a friend of a friend.
We've known them for, ages. So, that's how I know her. And I think she learned buto in Mexico and then maybe here as well.
What's that again?
The buto dance.
Buto.
The Uto dance?
Buto, B-U-T-O-H.
You're not allowed to say that word in an air.
Buto, with B. B.
Ah, okay, not the P one, okay.
Oh, my. Yeah.
That's what I say, B-U-T-O-H.
Guy, what's the word? How's that word? I get your mind out of the gutter?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded to me, anyway, so I don't know.
I have to say that I'm not familiar with that dance.
It's a Japanese style of dancing, and you might have seen them because they paint all their body white.
Oh.
And the movement is extremely slow, so that you denote.
I remember we went to see them one time in Yale Town.
Yes,
at
the Roundhouse.
At the Roundhouse. Yes.
You were there?
I was there.
Yes.
You were there, and who else was there?
A couple of people.
Your friend Daniel was there.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
Señor Guzmán.
Yeah, Señor Guzmán. He
exactly.
was there. Yes.
Yeah, so that's the buto dance, and that's Salome.
Yeah, go see it. It's interesting. It's,
So this one is titled The Soft Animal of Meeting. Delve into the complexities of human relationships in an intimate setting. An evening of buto performances showcasing three evocative works by buto artist Joan Lash, Kogut Buto, and Salome Nieto. In collaboration with music icons Marina Hasselberg and Bill Horist. So there you go.
Buto dance, huh?
Correct. And I'll try to find out. Oh, there you go. So KW Production Studio is on 111 West Hastings. That's where it is.
111.
I think it's close to...
Apparently emerged in the 1950s. The Buto dance.
Correct. Yeah, it's been a while. And yeah, I seem to remember that it was somewhat related to some of the, renaissance of the Japanese culture after the war.
I found something interesting here. It says the term Buto is the combination of two Japanese characters. Bu, B-U, which means dance, and To, which means to trample or stamp together. Yeah, they evoke a dance rooted in the earth, a bodily expression that seeks to explore the depths of the human being. This dance does not simply entertain, it seeks to provoke the question and to immerse the spectators in a reflection on the human condition.
Yep.
There you have it.
There you go. Thank you, George of the City. Yeah,
Thank you.
I liked it. I've seen her do probably three shows, maybe four. And every time it's really impressive how they can control their body to move in such a slow pace. It's quite amazing.
My curiosity, I should go see them.
Yes, so April 3rd at KW Production Studios, and you can go to eventbrite.ca and just look for Salome Nieto, and you can find the link for the event right there.
Fantastic. Let's go all together now.
Yeah, and apparently tickets start at $12, which is nothing.
Even better.
Oh, sorry. That's for children.
Well, I'll pretend to be a child then.
$33, and there's only and there's only 18 tickets remaining. So
let's hurry up and buy one.
Hurry up because it's not a big space or a big place, so it will get sold out. So, yeah.
Especially Eventbrite, after this announcement,
I guess you can buy them online.
Exactly. Yes.
Go to eventbrite.ca and look for search in Eventbrite for either Salome Nieto or the Buto soft dance. Animal of meeting, or just go to April 3rd, the Friday. Whichever way once you're in eventbrite.ca, you can find it by date, April 3rd, by name, Salome Nieto, or by the title of the event, the soft animal of meeting.
I'm convinced. Let's do it. Let's go right now. That's
right. We're going to close shop and go and line up right now.
Okay.
2 weeks before the show.
Perfect. All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. So for now, let's play some more music, and we'll be back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Thank you.
come también, si no vacilo, se come también, que para gozar. Iriribo, 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 se come también, si no vacilo, se come también, que para gozar. Iriribo, 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 iriribo. También, si no vacilo, se come también, que para gozar. Iriribo, 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 iriribo.
Come. The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all the female guile let him help us down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest.
Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Sorry, the after chat got a little long there. That was a very long intro, almost bloody 3 minutes.
Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts, exactly. Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. George of the City, Dr. Cumbia, and myself. Thank you again for being with us tonight. Well, a couple of, you know, good news, bad news. There was an issue with Salome, and she will not be able to join us today, unfortunately.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, there was a little, well, you know how it is with sometimes schedules and cars